You know, here in Montana, we know about deserted places. We know well what it's like to be out in a deserted place. You know, we can go just a few miles outside of town and see not another human being, not another sign that there's even a human being nearby. One of the great places I remember when I was still living in Circle in Jordan was between Jordan and Miles City, there was a kind of a low point in the highway where you could go into this place, middle of the night, you could pull off to the side of the highway, there's kind of an approach there, turn off your lights, and you wouldn't see a single human light. Not a single light produced by anything human had made. Middle of the night, all you would see is stars. It was beautiful. Clear night, you could see every star in the sky. So we know what it's like to be out in a desolate place. Very peaceful when you need that. Now, that doesn't mean that this land, of course, is devoid of life. We've got all kinds of life, plants and trees and plenty of bugs and birds and wildlife. But there's no human habitation there. And once in a while, it feels pretty good, at least for me, to get out in those desolate places, like that place near Jordan, where there's just, it's quiet. You hear nature, you hear the wind, you hear the birds, you hear the bugs, you hear just the sounds of nature. You don't have the racetrack roaring every, you know, couple of minutes. You don't have traffic going down Central, diesel engines idling, and so on, that we have in town. For his time, this is what our Lord wanted to do with his apostles. He wanted to take his apostles, who were doing the work of proclaiming the gospel, and go away to themselves and get away from people, get away from the busyness and the noise of life, and just go on retreat. Retreat with his apostles for prayer. For us who are Christians, we need that too. We need to be able to get away from the busyness of the world, our lives that are so full of things and noise and stuff and activities and events. Spiritually, we need to get away from that sometimes. That's why the church has a long tradition of retreats, of taking a couple of days up, you know, a week, a month, and going away to some place deserted. The fact is, that's why we have the Sabbath day, Sunday, the Lord's Day, that one day a week that we are called to set aside our daily lives, our work and our business and our routines, and focus on our Lord, rest and focus on our Lord. To gather together as a family, both as individual families, you know, the old idea of having, you know, the big Sunday dinner where the extended family would get together. Don't see that a lot anymore. I hope families still do it, but you don't really see it a lot anymore. But of course, also to gather as a parish family. That's why Sunday Mass is so important. Because that is the day that we have set aside, or our Lord has set aside, for us to gather as a parish. It's so important that we do that. And to have a day that is not filled with activity. Unfortunately, especially in our culture here in the United States, if we have a day off from work, we fill it with everything else. The things that we can't do or don't want to do on our work days. But a healthy spiritual life requires a day of rest. It requires a day where we can set all that aside. It's as essential to our spiritual life as eating is to our physical life. We need that. We need that rest. And we definitely need to make sure that we do nothing on Sunday that keeps us from Mass. I think that's kind of a danger more and more, that activities are filling in on Sunday mornings. That Sunday mornings no longer are sacrosanct, but instead that there are events and tournaments and other activities that are filling that time in slowly. Now, it's not a lot, but it's becoming more and more common. And of course, in more populated areas, it's even more common. I've heard of schools in bigger cities where they will have sporting events on Sunday. You know, like we have our tournaments, and they're usually done by Saturday night. A lot of schools will move it like to Friday to Sunday. and they won't have Sunday mornings open at all. Unfortunately, as a culture, we don't really respect the need for a day of rest. Yes, we get vacations. Yes, we get weekends. But what do we do when we get that time? We fill it with other things. We don't really rest on those times. Just take a day for relaxation. Just take a day to gather as a family. You know, unfortunately, I mean, how many of us, we generally end up leaving our yard work for Sunday, our laundry, our, you know, giving the kitchen a good cleaning, or whatever else it might be, those chores that we need to do on a weekly basis. Unfortunately, Sunday becomes a day of anything but rest. But it is important that we have that day that we set aside and say, this is not for work. This is not for going off and doing some solitary recreation. This is a day for resting as a family, for gathering as a parish family, for gathering as our individual families, for doing things together, for resting, finding things that are restful. Because we need that. We need that as human beings. And some of the problems that we have in our nation today are because we aren't taking that time for rest. And I can guarantee you that some of the problems we have in the church today are because we're not taking that time for rest. We need to be like the apostles, like our Lord intended to do, and to take that time for rest. May our Sundays be a time to come away from the things of the world, come away from the busyness of the world, and rest a while.